This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. This music is by Cuban composer Leo Brower. It's called Concierto Elegiaco, an elegiac concerto. Guitarist Julian Bream is playing the music here in its 1986 premiere performance, conducted by Brower himself. Wilmington conductor Stephen Arante recently discovered this concerto and decided to include it in the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra's season finale.
We were looking for something a little bit off the beaten track. People have heard the Rodrigo concertos and Costa Nuevo Tedesco, and those are beautiful pieces, but I was just really interested in something that was just a little bit different. And so I spent a lot of time, some quality time with YouTube, and looked at all kinds of different performances, and I knew that Brower was a great guitar composer because I've heard a lot of his solo guitar music, and then I saw that he had written concertos, and so he has actually written quite a few, and it was interesting to listen to all of those, and this particular one was the one that struck me as being the kind of thing that I'd like to do with the Wilmington Symphony.
The guitarist joining the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra for Brower's Concerto Elegiaco is Justin Hoke, a guitar soloist and chamber musician and music professor at UNCW.
It starts with a guitar solo, and it's somewhat slow and melancholy, really pretty chords and up in the higher register of the guitar. And then the orchestra comes in with these ominous, string parts.
They're very tense sounding.
Yeah. A lot of tension after that. And then it speeds up eventually into an exciting, flurry of 16th notes for me. Then the second movement is really pretty and ornamental. I have a lot of cool little trills and pull-offs and hammer-ons that I get to show off on the guitar.
And it's written for strings and percussion, as far as the orchestra is concerned. And the second movement, the string just kind of provide a glow around the sounds of the guitar. It's just really breathtaking. After the slow movement, there is a toccata. That's actually what he calls it, which is a touch piece, basically, but usually involves a lot of rapid, fast notes, which the guitar is very able to do. But I think what's kind of interesting in here is Brower has found a relationship between the guitar and the marimba. There's a marimba in the orchestra, and he somehow found a kind of synergy between their attacks. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, Brower did a really good job of balancing the orchestra and the guitar because it's easy for the orchestra, in some cases, to overpower the guitar. But being a guitarist, he really knew how to balance the two.
Sometimes I think people who play a particular instrument write the hardest music for it, just to irritate other people that play the same instrument, but I'm not sure if that's Brower's case.
Well, it's funny. It's very guitaristic, and there are, certain shapes on the instrument that he takes advantage of. Unlike Rodrigo, whose music is beautiful, but it can be very awkward to play and doesn't really always lie well geometrically on the guitar. But Brower really takes advantage of that. But at the same time, since it's so doable, he kind of, pushes the extreme in terms of tempi. How potentially flashy can we make this, considering it's somewhat idiomatic to the instrument? So there are challenges with it as well.
That was conductor Stephen Arante and guitarist Justin Hoke. Leo Brower's Concerto No. 3, Elegiaco, is headlining the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra's season finale next Saturday, April 22nd, at the Wilson Center at 7:30. Find more at whqr.org.